This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's time for Wisconsin Life. The U.S. refugee program has changed a lot in President Trump's second term. At first, the White House suspended refugee resettlement, but then it opened it up to only a small number of people, primarily white South Africans.
The Status Pending podcast from WUWM takes an in-depth look at what people experience when they go through the U.S. immigration system. In this week's episode preview, Jimmy Gutierrez talks to refugees and the people helping them build new lives in Milwaukee.
Okay, I'm Somali, so we're like Italians. We talk with our hands.
There's a lot of this.
Yeah, exactly. Hello, my name is Uma Abdi, and I am the refugee program director.
Uma's a little over 5 feet, fashionable. Hijab's always complimenting her fit. And she's got that auntie who runs things energy, which is basically what she does at Hanan Relief Group in Milwaukee. Earlier this year, they were called Hanan Refugee Relief Group, but decided to rebrand to soften the target on their backs.
The moment that Trump stepped into office, the immediate suspension of the refugee resettlement program, and then along with that, the funding kind of just went away immediately. And so as an agency, that was like $500,000 overnight just lost.
On Trump's first day in office, he froze the refugee relief program and foreign aid. 2 days later, 12,000 refugees were in a sort of limbo, already cleared to enter the U.S., stuck in holding countries, locked out. 2 days after that, agencies like Hanan received stop work orders.
We knew that we could not just close the doors and say, we can no longer serve you, you know, because when these refugees come to this country, the first person they see is someone from our agency that picks them up at the airport. And so they form that connection where you're literally their lifeline. You're the person that they come to for everything.
Resettlement agencies like Hanan are taxpayer-funded. The government sets a budget, around $2,400 per refugee, and agencies use this money to help refugees with things like housing, food, clothes, basically getting their life started. The catch is that all of this has to happen in the first 90 days. But before any of this happens, before the 90 days, or traveling to a new country, refugees need to get approved.
And so they have to register themselves under UNHCR to become a refugee.
UNHCR is the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, and you are going to hear a lot about them here. They are basically the doorway for people seeking refugee status. They also vet applicants, the most thorough process of all immigrants entering this country.
When they mention that they come from a certain area where a certain group is being persecuted, they don't just take that at face value. They you know, investigate. They make sure, you know, even the dialect that they're speaking, they will have somebody interpret and make sure that the dialect matches where this person is coming from. So it's a very thorough process, and they go through many medical checks and medical examinations. And so it's a very, very thorough process.
This process kind of formalized 45 years ago with former President Carter's Refugee Act of 1980. That's when presidents started setting the total number of refugees allowed into the U.S. Back during the Biden administration, that ceiling was 125,000. This year, President Trump set the ceiling at 7,500, a 94% drop, the fewest refugees ever, and a number that is reserved almost exclusively for white Afrikaners from South Africa.
That was a preview of WUWM's new podcast, Status Pending. You can hear the full episode at WUWM.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton.